What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
All right, let me give you three things I think NFL edition, Danny. While we have a few minutes, I'll go rapid fire
here. All right.
First thing I think, NFL style. Brandon Scherff retiring. Underrated career. 5 Pro Bowls, an All-Pro. If you look at the era with which he played in Washington, he was one of the more accomplished players that was here. He made steady Pro Bowls from 2016 through 2021 almost every single year with this program and was a first-team All-Pro. They don't do that. They have not had first-team All-Pros other than special teamers like Jeremy Reeves. In terms of offense and defense, he broke a drought in 2020 that went all the way back to like 1991. Now, he was another guy, by the way, they didn't pay. They didn't want to explode the guard market, so they basically tagged him once and then let him walk. This was a couple regimes ago. But Brandon Scherff, very quiet, understated, not a big media guy, very friendly, but just not a big personality who was going to be on social media or anything. Because of that, maybe. Didn't get a ton of fanfare, but really, really good career.
A really good player. And I remember the alarm bells going off when, and here, this was, had they just said from the beginning, he's a guard? I would have gone, yeah, I don't know that I love drafting a guard at 5, but whatever. But they said he was a tackle. And when he couldn't play tackle, he lasted an hour and a half, one practice at tackle, and
which
they kicked
I
him into guard.
I think had a lot to do with Morgan Moses, too. Because Moses turned into a really good tackle.
Totally fair.
They're like, you know what? We got a really good tackle. We could have a Pro Bowl All-Pro type guard. Let's just kill two birds with one
stone.
And
it just goes to show, you know, the little tiny bit that we're fed in the dark, we never know the whole story. Because the only sample we had of Morgan Moses was the year before when he was looking left and the defender was to his right and was already in the backfield. That's the last time we'd seen Morgan Moses.
Against Seattle, he didn't know the snap count.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, so we're going, no, this can't be. Oh, my God, you can't beat out Morgan Moses. By the way, really good career. Morgan Moses, very solid player.
Still playing?
Still playing. Still kicking, by the
way. Where is he supposed to start? I just saw this. Was it the Ravens or the Chargers? No. Let me look this up.
Who knows?
Morgan Moses is a projected starter at right tackle. It's the Patriots.
For the Patriots. There you go.
That was the preseason game. Just
so, like, when he got bumped inside after 90 minutes, we went, oh, my God. I don't know about you. I went, oh, my God, what a disaster.
Yeah.
This is going to be terrible. Not at all. Just a really good NFL career.
He announced his retirement yesterday, though, so happy trails to him. All right, number two, thing I think, NFL edition. People, you know who you are. You people are too low on the Cincinnati Bengals. I've been thinking about this a lot. They had a bottom three defense in the league last year. They went 4-4 when they scored 30 or more points. Very hard to do. They had a horrendous September because they didn't take the preseason seriously at all, again. And they still missed the playoffs by one game. All of those things happened, and they missed the playoffs by one game. With Joe Burrow at the helm and the Chase Higgins-led passing game, Chase Brown, who I think is completely underrated at running back, they're so electric on that side of the ball. I do think they're a Super Bowl contender. And they get talked about like a team that might miss the playoffs. Now, I understand why. Their defense is a shebangus. It just has to be bad. Be normal bad. Don't be terrible. If they're not bottom five in the league, if they're 20th, if they're 22nd, that is a team no one will want to play in the playoffs. I think people are way too low on the Cincinnati Bengals going into the playoffs.
I think that is correct. Remember, they started last year 1-4. Somebody beat them in week 3. Something pretty epic if I have to go back and look at it.
Was it a night game?
It was an evening game.
Was it in Cincinnati?
It was a primetime game.
I don't remember it.
No, me either. A big blank. So the only win was against a lowly Carolina Panthers team that was just a hot mess at that point. They lost in overtime in week 5, I believe, to the Ravens, 41-38, in one of the games of the year. After that, that's an 8-4 team with a pretty tough schedule. Ripping, and just as you said, the offensive just ripping through people, scoring over 30 points a game. The defense was okay after that. Now, I'm not telling you it was good, but if you get more of a repeat of that where the defense is just regular bad, not even good, not even okay, regular bad, not historically, oh my God, I can't believe I just saw that bad. That's a 10-11 win team in a really tough division.
Third thing I think from the NFL right now, took a deep dive into the week 1 schedule, getting a little antsy for the start of the season. The best game by far on the week 1 slate is Ravens-Bills. Sunday Night Football.
That'll do it.
That's the one, my friends. Normally, you kick it off with like an epic Thursday night game. Cowboys-Eagles, fun because of the NFC East, but it's fine. It's not a great game. There are other interesting games. I think Buccaneers-Falcons will be really compelling. Panthers-Jaguars, interestingly, could be fascinating. I can't wait to watch Raiders-Patriots. I think both of those teams have a chance to be surprise teams in the AFC. We talked about Seattle earlier. 49ers-Seahawks is going to be pretty telling. Lions-Packers, awesome week one game. And then the Monday nighter between the Vikings and the Bears in the North as well, really, really good. But I think the best game of week one, pretty easily, when you look at the matchups, Ravens-Bills, Sunday Night Football, NBC does it again.
Yeah, that's your one seed, I think, for the weekend. I think that's, as Coach Tom Sula once said, I think that's fair to say. Lions-Packers is my two seed there, probably, and everybody else is kind of vying for third place.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's a brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.